thrilled to introduce Chef Norman Van Aken, the founding father of New World cuisine. Norman is credited with introducing fusion into the lexicon of modern cookery. He is the only Floridian inducted into James Beard's Who's Who of Food and Beverage in America. He shared his gospel of the cuisines of the sun on the Today Show, Good Morning America, CNN, the Food Network, and more. Today, we'll be speaking with him about his sixth cookbook, written with his son, Justin, My Key West Kitchen. Mario Batali describes the book as a brilliant tour of one of the most special places in America, the intersection of the South and the Islands. Welcome, Norman. Thanks so much for stopping by the Book Report.
My pleasure, Elaine.
I loved your description of Key West, the magical little scrap of land at the end of the rainbow. When and how did you first come to Key West?
Well, believe it or not, it was the end of winter, basically, in 1971, and I hitchhiked to a party in Champaign-Urbana some friends were having, and toward the end of that party, some friends said, well, where's Steve? And we were like, I don't know, who knows? Oh, Steve, he's down in Key West. Key West, is that the last one all the way down there at the end of Florida? Yeah, that's where it is. Well, let's go see him. With that, we jumped into a van, and we drove 36 hours to Key West. So we were pretty young and crazy, but it was love at first sight, and it's a love affair that is like a love affair with your wife, with the woman or person you love for for all the years you're an adult, and that's the way it's been for Key West.
Your book, My Key West Kitchen, has an introduction to each recipe. It's kind of like a culinary travelogue of Key West in its glory. Some say that the key today is very changed. What's your opinion?
Well, I think that the overall perception to the tourist and the outsider is that Key West has changed a lot and become much more of a Mardi Gras, Bourbon Street kind of a place. But, it really hasn't. And for those of us that have known it all these years, we know how to escape that kind of nonsense and get to the essence and the back roads and the back parts of Key West. And Justin, who is my co-author, as well as my son, who was born there, and I unravel that for the people who have a copy of Key West Kitchen, and we bring them to this place that is, I think, equal to the place that we fell in love with. You just have to have the guide that we provide them.
Yeah, well, the book is divided into Key West neighborhoods. It's a wonderful idea. What was your inspiration for that?
Well, that credit has to go for Justin. We were, kind of approaching the book from a conventional standpoint of soups, salads, appetizers, and entrees, and he goes, Dad, you know what? This is about Key West. It's not about just cooking. Let's look at this the way we live in Key West. And we live in it in a sense the way that you live almost anywhere, which is you experience Miami by neighborhoods. You experience wherever you live by neighborhoods in a way. And you have different neighborhoods for different things. And so that was the inspiration was, well, what about, places on the water? What about the places in the neighborhood? What about the Bahama Village area of town? And so with that, we take people around and we have the dishes organized by the area of town that each major chapter is in.
Well, in 1985, you were named executive chef of Louis' Backyard. What was the cuisine of Key West like in those days?
I would say it was in transformation in a way. I began cooking in Key West in 73, and what was there then was pretty much straight ahead Cuban, Bahamian, Haitian, Old South kind of neighborhood places. There were a few grand places that came along, but really a little bit later, like the Pier House. By the time I got to Louis, Key West was experiencing the first major wave of success that it had known since the 30s, or the 1910 and 20, before it went broke. And so it was a time of an awareness of the new American cuisine when I was at Louis' Backyard, and I was at Louis and doing a lot of food that would have been considered broadly American at first, and then I switched gears, living in Key West and having a really transformational moment that I describe in the book, watching a sailboat sailing past Louis' Backyard, and I began to much more restrict my sights to Florida in general and specifically South Florida.
And can you give us a state of the union of Key West's current culinary scene?
Well, I think just as much as ever, it's a polyglot scene. It is very much we felt like we had to overcome some of the stereotypes that were going on and let people know that if they get off, they get off into the neighborhoods and they get, you know, away from the places that have huge marketing dollars, there is still a lot to be found that is wonderful about the island and a great reason to go down to Key West and stay in the bed and breakfast and the little inns and go fishing and go biking through the neighborhoods and find the places that Justin and I still go to. And Justin lives in Key West year-round. I go down there and visit now that I have a brand-new granddaughter.
Hmm. So many of your recipes are peppered with tales of Key West characters. Can you share a favorite story?
Wow. I guess one of the first ones was the first place I worked in Key West, which was the Midget. It was the chef of the place. He was not really a chef in the conventional sense. He was a guy that cooked in the Navy. He was an African-American gentleman named Sammy, and he was known around town as Bicycle Sammy. And Sammy was if you could think of a really lean version of Louis Armstrong, he was like that. And he taught me a lot about cooking without being, let's say, his favorite thing to do. I was, you know, a dumb kid with long hair, and he was the old sage, and yet somehow his lessons came through, and he taught me this arcane language of the American diners of the 1940s and 50s, like Ike and Mike were salt and pepper, and Yum Yum was sugar, and Shipwreck was scrambled eggs, and so we take people back to that time a little bit, and we ultimately and finally do a dish that is based upon the barbecue that we made at the Midget, and Sammy makes a pot of chili, but with barbecued pork, and that's a recipe that we kind of got the inclinations from Sammy and then took in our own direction.
Hmm. In addition to the lovely photography of the recipes, the book is filled with amazing shots of Key West and historical shots. It's a beautiful collection. Talk about the photography in the book for a moment.
We are so lucky to have been part of a team that included photographer Penny De Los Santos. I unconsciously was in love with her work before I knew her name through the pages of Savour magazine. When our editor, project manager, Anya Schmidt, sent us three different links to different photographers, I was in love with the first one, then I was in love with the second one, and then Penny came along and she stole my heart forever.
Mm.
And her eye and her passion is something that leaps off the pages. It's very natural. There's nothing like, you know, there's not the pictures of food. I think they look just delicious, and they look like, boy, I could make those things myself at home. And the pictures of Key West, almost as if she'd lived there her entire life as well.
Is food tied to the national mood? For example, in a downturn economy, does comfort food move to the top of the menus?
Absolutely. I think there's always time for comfort food, but I think it's when the chips are down that that becomes more necessary than ever. And we're going to be in a tough economy, I think, for a while yet, no matter what happens politically. I think it's just the nature of the, what happened after massive amounts of consumerism. And, you know, I think a lot of things are getting better in the sense that we probably realize that we need less than we did before, and the essentials come true. And so home, family, cooking at home, those are things that remain important. And so those are the things that we are glad to share with My Key West Kitchen.
Readers, I want to tell you, My Key West Kitchen is not only a fabulous cookbook, but you should take it with you as you wander the streets of Key West. Norman, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. That was a great last sentence. I loved it.
All righty. Bye now.
Bye.